Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here now by Margaret Abbott, who is the coordinator for the Riley County Senior Service Center's meals program here. Margaret, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, you're very welcome. I enjoy coming down here. I get a little nervous, of course, but I do enjoy it. And a little bit about our program is we service 80 homebound seniors a day. That's 5 days a week. And then we also have about 40 people that actually eat in-house a day. Then we have, that's 13 routes, which we have 65 drivers. Actually, we sometimes have a little less than 65 because some of our drivers will take two routes a day. And right now, everything is, if the driver, they tell us what happens. If somebody's not home, they usually let us know in case there's something wrong, that we can always contact the families. If a meal is not delivered, it's brought back to the senior center. We have to do a yearly assessment on all of our seniors, both in-house and at the homebound ones. We need servers sometimes to come help at the in-house meals. But the most important problem, our important thing, is our drivers. Without our drivers, we would not have a program.
And as I understand, that's volunteer-based, is it not?
Yes, strictly volunteer.
And right now there's a real need for more drivers.
Right. We have KSU students are on their semester break. So they help us out a lot during the semester. But during the semester break, then all of a sudden we have vacancies, and we have to fill them in usually with the drivers we have, which doubles up their work. But we would love to have some additional drivers. I have three open slots right now that we need what we call a permanent driver. And a permanent driver is someone who comes once a week and drives and delivers, say, five or six meals or so a day. That one day, that takes about, or they pick the meals up at 10:30, deliver them about 11 to 12, roughly that time frame. So we'd say, let's say 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, between 12:30 and 1, they'll be finished. So it's a couple hours out of their day that helps out a homebound senior. And you get to kind of, they get to kind of know their seniors. And that may be the only contact a senior has on that whole day, maybe even that whole week. So they're vitally important to our program. And I really appreciate all the drivers that we have. And I would love to have some more.
No doubt. Yeah, such an important service here. We always, think about our friends who are maybe not able to move about here as much and really depend on this type of a service here. You mentioned also the need for help maybe making the meals?
Well, not making the meals, but serving the meals.
Serving, okay.
Right. We have people that come in and it'd be like working in a restaurant. You set up the tables and then you serve the food to the people at the table, and then you clean the tables off afterwards. And we do always need help on that, something like that, too.
Okay. If people want to learn more about that, what's the best method of contacting you guys?
Well, you can either contact me at the telephone number, which is 785-587-2462. My name is Margaret. Just ask for me, or Dolores, which is my assistant. And the other is can you read off the...
Yeah, the email?
Yeah.
That would be rcssdrivers@gmail.com. Again, rcss, RCSSC drivers at gmail.com. That's the email address.
Yeah. It means Riley County Senior Service Center, in case you would need to know the RC.
Sure. All right. Well, Friendship Meals is such an important program here in the community. And you said, what, 80 seniors depend on this every day?
Right. Every day.
Yeah. So this is something that we need to keep going here. If you have the time, have the heart, you know, doesn't only takes a couple hours of your day to volunteer for this. Anything else?
I'd like to kind of say something about the senior center itself. Okay. We're always welcoming new seniors, and the seniors come in, the ones even with the, just because they don't want a meal, they can come in. There's coffee and snacks and friends. That's one thing that they learn. They get to meet friends, play cards. They have a lot of brochures, that information that seniors need. So the senior center itself is by and part, large part of the meals program too, because they can come out and find companionship. And that's one thing about coming there and eating in the center in the daytime, because you sit at a table with six, you know, five other people, so you get to converse with other people and you're not so much by yourself.
Well, and I have to tell you, when every time I go eat, I like to eat with other people. I don't like to eat by myself anyway, so obviously the camaraderie there and staying active, that's so important. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Margaret, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
We will. Thank you very much for letting me come.
You betcha. Margaret Abbott, coordinator for Friendship Meals Program at Riley County Senior Service Center. When we come back, we'll talk with Ron Hyland, 51st District Representative in the Kansas House. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.